and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back to Farm Chatter. This is episode 170.
Woohoo!
I know we are creeping up on 200. That's going to be something to really celebrate.
Yes, it is. Every time we reach another milestone, I am shocked.
I am too, because again, we didn't know if this was really going to be a thing.
Yeah, it was kind of like the name of the farm. And at first it was a little bit of a joke to me. It's like, yeah, right. We'll do a couple of these and that's done. But here we are at 170.
I hope these are interesting or useful to our listeners. Please share it if you find this entertaining in any way. We are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. I don't know where else we are. Probably anywhere that podcasts are available, including on our website.
Yes, we are everywhere. Everywhere you look, there's Five Feline Farm.
And we had a great weekend. Everyone was here looking at everything we've been doing.
Yes, and we have been doing.
Oh, my. We had sore muscles to prove it.
I still have some sore muscles.
It kind of goes with gardening season, I'm thinking.
It does. Yeah, some of it does. But I was sweeping earlier today and realized that I still have a spot in my back from all the hauling and all the other things that we did. But we did some work this week.
Absolutely. As you all know, we had a new sidewalk installed from the driveway to the Merck last Friday. And as you can imagine, they have to do some digging and moving things aside to make space for the sidewalk, which left us some landscaping to do.
That's kind of an understatement. Really, mostly what they left us was a weeping cherry tree and a couple of other things, but I mean, we expected that.
Oh yeah, that was part of the plan.
Yeah, it was perfectly, we expected it. We both have done a lot of construction and been around it all of our lives, and I was in the potting shed and the contractor came and found me when they were getting ready to dig by the Merck and said, you know, what about this landscaping? And so, you know, I had to play with him a little bit.
Poor guy.
I know. And I said, oh no, you can't mess with anything. And he had great big eyes for a minute. And I said, no, I expect that you're going to tear it all apart. And I think we had, what, about 80 bricks that were outlining beds. All of those were pulled out. Plants were pulled out. The landscaping film, which I don't really like that. The barrier, we didn't use the right kind many years ago. So that was pulled out in a mess. And there were rocks everywhere because we had done landscaping with rocks. And so all of those were just everywhere.
It was crazy.
Yeah. And turf everywhere.
Right. So we got to work on, well, you actually started on Saturday pulling some things out. And
well, yeah, I just tried to kind of organize, you know, to figure out what we had, you know, what materials did we still have to work with, and then what would we need to replace.
Right. And we went to get materials, just a few things. Most we repurposed. We did need some additional bedding plants.
Well, yeah.
Right, because yeah, we always need bedding plants.
So far, I haven't hardly put any out there.
I see another trip in our future to the plant store.
Yeah, because the planting beds that we recreated are much bigger than the other ones were. So, and we've made two trips for mulch already.
Right. But really on Monday, we started full force and put in a lot of
time and sweat equity.
Yeah.
We moved the fence of the garden to bring that up to the sidewalk.
Yeah, the garden fence didn't meet the sidewalk, you know, because the sidewalk wasn't there.
Right, and they had to have room to put in a frame to pour it and all of that. So we brought the fence up to meet it, which actually worked out quite well. The fence needed some attention anyway, so it got attention.
It did get attention. So you started working on that while I was putting straw in the pathways of the garden. So whenever you look desperate or you yelled and said, could you please come help?
Yes.
Some of it did require both of us because there was a lot to manage, and we were pulling out rebar spikes and, you know, just long, I don't know, 8-foot sections, some maybe even longer than that.
Right.
Of wood fence. So those are a little bit heavy and awkward, but you know what?
Yes.
We got her done.
We certainly did. And then we started working in front of the mercantile. There are really kind of two primary decorative planting areas and beds there in front of it. And you had a wonderful plan. You laid it out. And then I came over and helped dig in bricks.
That was the best part of the plan.
I'm sure it was.
Taking that turf out, because I hate doing that.
You know, strangely, I don't mind it.
You did a really good job. It was nice and even, and so you pulled all that out. I did dump most of
it. You did.
I got most of it dumped. And
then when I was done digging out turf, I walked away.
Yeah, you left.
And left all the rest of the landscaping and planting and mulching to you.
Yeah, so I laid a barrier down and reset everything and did a whole bunch of mulching, created, you know, some other little planting areas, and tried to salvage what plants could be. Some of the plants in there I really didn't care because there was a lot of mint, and you know, you can't kill that. We'll see it again someday. I don't see it
right now,
but I'm sure it'll come up again someday.
So all of that, I think, looks beautiful. There is still one section that we will start working on this week and next week, but the Merc is open. And we had a lot of people come this weekend.
We had a great weekend. We had plants, so I was excited about that, to start moving plants out of the greenhouse.
Yes, you had vegetables and some perennials.
Yeah, some of the perennials from here, pampas grass, lamb's ear, sedum, mint.
Things that needed to be divided.
Yeah, some of that stuff that needed to be divided, and people seem to appreciate that. I pot them up and try to make them look halfway decent, and you know, we don't charge much for those, and usually I end up throwing in a few extra plants for people, especially when they buy mint and lamb's ear.
Right.
Whether they want them, and pampas grass for that matter. I love to share them, and people are happy to get them because they can get them for a really good price, and they should be a really good hardy plant.
The other thing that I think people were very excited to see is the very first fresh garden vegetables.
Yeah, we actually shared some this week. We had a little bit of spring salad blend, a little bit of that. I had radishes, some spring garlic.
I love spring garlic.
I do too. It's just, it has a really nice flavor, and apparently our customers remembered it from last year, so that did very well. I don't know how many trays of tomato plants, heirloom tomato plants, went out, but we still have some. So if you're listening to this podcast, those usually do go quickly. We'll probably have some for at least a couple more weeks, so you want to get out here while there's a decent variety.
Right.
We had a pretty good hit on them yesterday, which I was really happy for that.
Indeed. This coming weekend, the weekend of April 23rd and 4th, we will be offering English muffins. So check that out. They are available on the store. And I'll even drop a link in the show notes, but those sell out fast.
They do.
And because of the time that it takes to make those, there is a really limited number available. But I'd love to sell out of those this week.
Yeah. We sold out of a lot of the scones, and you had noodles this week.
Those I need sold to make out. More of those. Yeah.
Yeah, we had a really good weekend, and it was great to have people back in the Merc. We still do have a pickup box, but the extra pickup boxes, we have removed those now. Actually, we have repurposed those.
As we do many things.
Yes, because we offer pickup every week, but so far all of our customers are wanting to come in and talk a little bit, I think.
Yes, and see what we have available. It's always changing. We're always adding something new or mixing things up somehow. So we love to have folks come out and shop on Friday and Saturday, 12 to 4.
And we had a really cool special order this week, too. So that was fun to do.
Yes, so if you do have special requests, hit us up. You
yeah,
never
this one
know.
Was for soap.
Right. A customer wanted a particular kind of soap and a message on the label for Greek Orthodox Easter, which is May 2nd. So that was fun to be able to
it
fulfill that request.
Yeah, we worked together. You created the label and I created the soap, and we had a really happy customer.
We did. So another thing that we're going to start on our podcasts is a little bit of a tip of the week from each of us. So what is the gardening tip of the week?
Ooh, okay. One of the things that I like to do, this is the time of the year that many people are planting fruit trees and just trees. This is a really good time to do that. The spring and fall is usually when you want to plant trees. But of course, we're in the country, so we get a lot of deer damage to the baby trees. And one of the things that I have found, again, we don't like to use chemicals or anything like that, any kind of traps or, you know, we're not going to do that kind of stuff. But one of the things that has really helped when I plant the trees, I have some knee highs that are left over from the old days of when I used to have to dress up for work and not wear bib overalls all the time. And I get Irish Spring soap because it has a really strong scent, and I put a bar of soap into that knee high and I tie it to the tree usually, or if it has a fence around it, around the fence. And most of the time that will keep the deer away. Now, of course, over time, you know, it rains on it, the bar's going to disappear. And at our house, for some reason, our raccoons seem to like to use, I don't know if they take a bath with it, eat it, I don't know, but sometimes they do take them to it. That's, I don't know why. So if anyone listening knows why, please share that with us.
That would be good to know.
So that's the gardening tip this week. Use a little Irish Spring soap around. You can shave that if you want to and put it around the bottom. You know, what I have found is I tried that and that disappears quickly because it's smaller. And also the deer are usually a little bit higher up where they start munching on the leaves. So, you know, just hopefully that helps someone. So do you have a cooking tip?
I do. You mentioned the spring garlic that we have available right now. It is only available for a short window of time, but I encourage everyone to give that a try. It will look a lot like a green onion, but it has that light garlic flavor. So what I do is chop it very thin, just very thin slices. You'll need a very sharp knife, and remember to curl your fingers back to keep from chopping those.
That's a good tip.
And I put it in any place that I would use garlic or onions. So fried potatoes, I put some in a risotto this week. I've even done a little bit in scrambled eggs just to have that really nice light flavor. And you can use just like one stalk or part of a stalk of the spring garlic.
Small.
Right.
And that's the whole spring garlic thing. You know, it's a smaller garlic.
So pick up some spring garlic and give that a try in some of your dishes this week.
It is a nice seasonal treat.
It is.
So there you have it. We have had a busy week, and we couldn't be happier about that.
That's right. We're loving farm life.
That's right. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.